News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 30. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A flood warning in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. A high today, 37. Clouds, a chance for light rain after midnight tonight, down to 32. And some light rain possible tomorrow with a high 48. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
There's been a lot of flooding around Berrien County this week, but by far the worst can be found in the Niles and Berrien Springs areas. The city of Niles put out word early yesterday the St. Joseph River is poised to crest at 16.8 feet. That would be an historic level, beating out 15.1 feet back in 1988. The St. Joseph River is considered to be at a flood level when it hits 11 feet. City Administrator Rick Huff tells WSJM News crews are doing what they can, and he hopes residents will help out.
It'd be incredibly helpful if people would keep their distance from the floodwaters and definitely not try to drive through or walk through floodwaters.
The city has been doing welfare checks on residents. Meanwhile, the Berrien Springs Orinoco Township Police Department evacuated the River Springs Estates Trailer Park and the Shamrock Park Camping Grounds early yesterday when the dam had to be opened to relieve water from Lake Chapin. Everyone's reminded, stay away from flooded areas and obey all flood barricades.
Meanwhile, the Red Cross working to help people who have been forced to evacuate their homes in Berrien County because of flooding. Shelters opened last night in Berrien Springs and Niles. Berrien Springs Middle School is being used as a temporary home for people, along with Wesley United Methodist Church in Niles.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is partnering with local fire and police departments to respond to flooding throughout the area. Undersheriff Chuck Hyde tells WSJM News there are some simple safety rules for drivers to follow when they encounter roads that are flooded.
Do not drive around barricades. The Berrien County Road Department is out identifying the roads, putting up barricades, and we have had some people try and drive around them, but we've had to kind of rescue them from not being able to get through.
Hyde tells us everyone should have an emergency bag packed with 3 days of supplies in case they need to leave their home. He says residents with well water should keep an eye on their wellhead and not use water from the tap if the wellhead gets submerged. Anybody aware of a flooded road that has yet to be marked can notify the Berrien County Road Department. Knight tells us so far he's not aware of any injuries that have been caused by this week's flooding in Berrien County.
The Michigan House voting to spend $175 million on road and transportation projects as the winter thaw reveals a new rash of potholes around the state. Governor Rick Snyder has proposed spending the money in the new budget year, which starts October 1st, but lawmakers decided to act yesterday in response to the poor conditions of roads. State Representative Kim Lasada.
It's not going to cost the taxpayers a dime. This was lapsed funds that we're using.
Mattawan State Representative Beth Griffin says it was the right move at the right time.
The additional road funding dollars that will be coming to Van Buren and Kalamazoo counties is just, it's so needed now. Again, it's excess money from a previous budget cycle. It's great that we can spend it now, get it right to the counties and the cities.
80% of the money goes to the Michigan Department of Transportation and County Road Commissions. The new funding represents $1.15 million for Berrien County and $669,000 for Van Buren County.
A corrections officer for the Van Buren County Sheriff's Department has completed a four-week corrections academy at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. The Sheriff's Department tells us Rebecca Laws took part in that program. It covers subjects that include custody and security, defensive tactics, first aid, suicide awareness, fire safety, and communications. Van Buren County Sheriff Dan Abbott says the academy is an important part in keeping the county jail safe for both inmates and corrections officers, and he congratulated Officer Laws.
A rising star at Ford is out after charges of inappropriate behavior.
Raj Nair recently promoted a head of Ford's North American operations, exiting immediately, saying he regrets not exhibiting leadership behaviors consistent with the principles of the company. No word on what the inappropriate behavior was, but Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs says companies are being very careful.
Every company is in every industry is being particularly sensitive to inappropriate behaviors by employees and executives, and the auto industry is no exception.
No word yet on a replacement for Nair. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 30. Yesterday at Wall Street, the Dow was down 167. The NASDAQ dropped 16. The S&P 500 down 15. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, a new policy for police in South Florida.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 30 degrees. A week and a day after the mass shooting at a high school in Broward County, Florida, the sheriff is implementing a new policy for on-campus deputies.
With a single AR-15 rifle, a lone gunman was able to inflict mortal wounds on 17 people in about 6 minutes at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel is implementing an immediate policy change.
Our deputies who are qualified and trained will be carrying rifles on school grounds from this point forward.
Israel has been openly critical of the easy availability of the AR-15 to civilians, but says
we need to be able to defeat any threat that comes onto campus.
Fighting firepower with firepower. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tallahassee.
The NRA, meanwhile, has released a statement opposing President Trump's proposal to raise the age to legally purchase long guns. The president's suggestion came during a listening session with victims, parents, and survivors of school shootings yesterday at the White House. The president also suggested arming teachers. Mr. Trump used as an example a football coach who was killed while shielding students during last week's shooting at Parkland, Florida.
If the coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy, that coach was very brave. Saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it.
During the session, emotions were raw. Andrew Pollack's 18-year-old daughter was among those killed last week.
How many children have to get shot? It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not going to sleep until it's fixed.
More politics to come at the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics.
The North Koreans have notified the South they will be sending a high-level delegation to the closing ceremony here on Sunday. The group will include 8 high-level members of the ruling party. It's unknown what meetings they'll hold while they're here. Also whether a meeting is planned with Ivanka Trump, who's scheduled to attend the closing ceremony. At the opening ceremony, a meeting between Vice President Pence and Kim Jong-un's sister was called off by North Korea. Alex Stone, ABC News, Pyeongchang.
Hillary Clinton will appear in Grand Rapids for an event honoring former First Lady Betty Ford, who would have turned 100 this year. Clinton will appear with Linda Bird Johnson Robb, the daughter of President Lyndon Johnson, on April 11th at Meyer Gardens in Sculpture Park. They'll participate in a public discussion moderated by journalist Andrea Mitchell. Susan Ford Bales, the daughter of Betty and Gerald Ford, describes Clinton, Robb, and Mitchell as 3 very strong women. She says her family is pleased to have them celebrate her mother's centennial. Gerald Ford represented Grand Rapids in Congress before becoming vice president and president. Tickets for the event titled America's First Ladies, an Enduring Legacy will go on sale March 5th.
Is an Oscar frontrunner being sabotaged?
Don't do this, Eliza.
A lawsuit was just filed over the movie The Shape of Water, which has done really well this award season and is seen as the Oscar frontrunner for Best Director for Guillermo del Toro. The lawsuit says the idea for the story was stolen from the 1969 play Let Me Hear You Whisper by David Zindel. His estate filed the suit. Del Toro tells Deadline he's never seen or read the play, and none of his collaborators ever mentioned it. And he questions the timing of the suit, which comes at the start of Oscar voting. Seems he feels the action is meant to turn off voters. He and the studio, Fox Searchlight, will defend themselves in court. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9.
WSJM.
The Wolverines beat the Lions 72-63. And in the NHL last night, the Blackhawks beat the Senators in a shootout 3-2.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is at 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.